Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
Amen. You're on the air, and the host will be me today, Apostle Carolyn McNeil today. Amen. You got me today. Praise God. Pastor, keeping it real, could not be here on today, so I'm here. I can't fill his shoes. Amen. But I can step in for him. Amen. Praise God. So welcome, 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 welcome to Your Fix at 6. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray today. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that your day was going well. Your holiday is going well. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's see what the Lord going to do today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Lord. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. We ask that you have your way today, God. Move by your mighty power on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you'll continue, Father, to draw souls, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, because you said in your word, Father God, the harvest is ready, Father, and it's up to us, Lord God, to go get the people, Father. So I pray today that this word will spread far and near, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, I bless you, Father, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say to thy people on today, Father God. Bless Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, touch him right now, Father God, from the crown of his head. Lord, you know that he wants to do the work, Father, so I pray for him, God, that you'll release him to do what you want him to do, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're saying today, Father, and we ask that you bless every home that's represented here on today. Have your way. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Praise God, everybody. I thank God for you, you, and you. But y'all know Pastor's favorite scripture is Isaiah 61:1. Come on, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open up the prison to those who are bound. And y'all know, praise God, his motto is, praise God, we leave no man behind. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, I want to go to a passage of scripture, amen, that the Lord been dealing with me about on today. I'm going to go to Proverbs 23:7. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Proverbs 23:7. Amen. And you know, the title is influenced by the verse in the Bible from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But listen, the full passage taken from the King James Version is as follows. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I'm going to stop right there. I want this to do part A. Amen. Throughout the Bible, you will see that life is the beginning of victory or the beginning of defeat. Victories are won and lost here. That's where they're lost at. They're won and they're lost in our thinking. The battle, whether won or lost, hinges greatly on what we process in our mind. We on your fix at six, right? So we're going to fix this thing today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love this title, Your Fix at Six. Amen. Much is said in God's word about our thoughts and what we are supposed to do with them. Let's look at some examples today, praise God. We know that Proverbs 23, and we're going to hear it, as for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, the Bible says. He says to you, but his heart is not with you. I want you to hear that. If you are always walking in a defeated attitude, you will never be victorious. You will not even fight because you see yourself as having already lost the battle. But it doesn't have to be this way. God has a better way for his beloved children. Come on. As a matter of fact, he has already set the example for us in his thought towards us. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, for I know the thoughts, come on, that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That is the word of God. If God will not think bad or evil thoughts towards us? Who are we to think bad or negative thoughts towards our own self? That's a question I think needs to be asked, and we should each answer. The truth is we shouldn't think bad thoughts towards ourselves. As a man thinks, in his heart, so is he. This is talking about mankind as a whole. As you think in your heart, so you are. That's an incredible thing to consider, isn't it? What are your thoughts? Have you ever stopped to take stock of what you are allowing yourself to think? What are you thinking? Many would say, I can't help what I think. That's what most people say. God's word says, yes, you can, therefore you can. But there are some steps we must take. You can think of your body, car, and your mind as a steering wheel. The steering wheel controls the direction of the car, right? If you turn it to the right, it will go right. And if you turn it to the left, it goes left. Anybody know how to drive? That is such an obvious statement that it sounds silly. However, the same principle applies to our Christian life. It's how you stir things. So come on, somebody. Which way are we going? Are we going to the left or are we going to the right? Come on. Here, you are what you eat, is a common expression. Our physical body certainly uses what we eat as energy and raw material, new tissue, for new tissues. But this is not entirely true. Jesus said in Mark 7:15-16, there is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has an ear to hear, let him hear. Jesus is explaining that we are not necessarily what we eat, but what we think. Let's go back. Back him up. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Even though we are what we think, we are not always what we think we are. Paul says in Romans 12:3, that a person should not think of himself more highly than he ought to think. You know, I love that scripture because that is so true. We shouldn't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Amen. Praise God. He goes on to say that we should think soberly. That is not that we should think little of ourselves, but seriously and realistically. After all, we are ambassadors for Christ. You know, a lot of times, praise God, you might put down an ambassador. They might think, oh, my God, what they think they are. They're talking about they're ambassadors for Christ. But, yes, we are. We are the ambassadors for Christ, and kings and priests in training for God's kingdom. Nevertheless, we still fight that old sinful nature. So we cannot allow ourselves to be puffed up due to our position, our abilities, our gift, or the authority that God has given us. And that's what happens to the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. We probably was nobody in the world, and God make us somebody, ambassadors for Christ. And now we got the position, we got the abilities, we got the gift, we got the authority, and then here we come. Get big-headed. That's why Paul put it in there. Don't think yourself so high. One of the most important things we do is to think. Our thinking can be profitable or fruitful. We are, or should be, the masters of our thought. We can just think a good, or we can think evil. The choice is ours, but we cannot think both good and evil thoughts simultaneously any more than we can travel east or west at the same time. A thought must be all good, for if it contains any evil, it is evil. So we have a choice carefully what we think. Our thoughts are righteous or unrighteous, clean or unclean, mortal or immortal, honest or dishonest, come on, pure or impure, true or untrue, just or unjust, come on, good or bad. In Psalms 119:11, the psalmist says, your word have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. This is one of my favorite scriptures when I got saved. Like a costly treasure, God's word should be hidden in our heart, our mind, so that we guard ourselves from sinning against God in thought, word, or deed. We always sin in thoughts before we sin in word or deed, because the thing that defiles us, as Jesus said, originates inside of us. That old man, that rugged man, that nasty man. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That old sinful nature is a thief because he thinks like a thief. A liar is a liar because he thinks like a liar. Come on, Holy Ghost. An adulteress is an adulterer because he thinks like an adulteress. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God says through the prophet in Isaiah 55:7, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. Come on, let's return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. Forsake can also be translated as to leave or to refuse. We need to refuse to think unrighteous thoughts, because unrighteous thoughts will lead to unrighteous or wicked ways. There are only two ways to think, the righteous way and the unrighteous way. Come on. Jesus instructs us, come on, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. A person cannot live a righteous life and think unrighteous thoughts. Likewise, one who thinks good thoughts cannot live a bad life. In the same vein, James writes, no spring yields both salt and water and fresh. The Bible says in James 3:12, no one can live a righteous and an unrighteous life at the same time. One can, however, forsake, leave, or refuse his unrighteous thoughts and return to eternal. Come on. And he will abundantly pardon. That's our God. God loves us so much. He gives us time to get our thoughts right. He gives us time to get our minds right. Come on, Holy Ghost. He gives us time, amen, to know when you're thinking wrong, when you're thinking right. And you know, praise God, that quarter that's sitting on that table didn't belong to you, but you just go on and scoop it up. Praise God, think nobody don't see, but God sees all things. I'm just saying, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He knew when you lied to that person the other day, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And you know, and you think to yourself, why did I lie, praise God? So a lie is always a lie, so we got to check those things. Come on. Let us check those things. We're gonna fix this thing today, praise God. You'll fix that thing. We're going to fix it today, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you. We're going to fix those thoughts because, you know, I was talking to my husband, and I was saying, you know, when we quiet, when we quiet, when we get quiet, and them thoughts start coming, praise God, we say, oh, the devil done throw an arrow, praise God. But that was already in your heart. So it's up to you to ask God to gut you out again. Get those curse words out. You know, somebody was cursing the other day, praise God. I said, you keep on cussing. And I get on the radio, I'm going to say a cuss word because I keep hearing you cussing. Come on. I don't want that in my spirit. So therefore, if God delivered me from I used to cuss up a storm, praise God. So I would get something said, and I don't think I missed a beat. But when God delivered me, it sounds nasty coming from somebody else, and I can't tell them, praise God, how am I sounding? I know some people, praise God, you got to just sit back, praise God, and wait for God to do a work, but you ain't got to take that in your spirit. Oh, come on, somebody. They should have enough respect for you, amen, that they honor who you are, unless you hiding who you are. Come on. Jesus dropped a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. A person cannot live. Come on. We went there, praise God. We can't live like that. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:8-9, God describes his own thoughts. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. God describes his own thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Thoughts means purpose or intentions. When we think unrighteous thoughts, come on, our purpose and intentions are not the same as God because he never thinks unrighteous thoughts. Ways imply directions. When we think unrighteous thoughts, they will lead us into the wrong direction. To live a way in opposite to God. So we don't want to impose on thinking the wrong way because it leads us somewhere else. God describes David as a man after his own heart, meaning that David had learned to think just like God. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. He desired his purpose and intentions to be like God, to walk in the same direction that God did. It should be our goal to have God say this about us, that we are people after his own heart. Oh, come on. The Bible says in Psalms 119:97 reads, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. If David authored this song, he did not sit around all day with his legs crossed, hands on his knees, and his eyes closed, meditating on God's law. He was a king every day. Oh, come on, somebody. And every day was a busy day. He had to make countless decisions, solve difficult problems, and make crucial judgment every day. This verse means that he thought about God's law and applied it to all his decision-making, problem-solving, judgment-rendering throughout this day. Listen. Thank you, Jesus. A martial art instructor wanted to teach his student how to meditate. Told them that the first thing they needed to do is to empty their minds of all their thoughts. Upon hearing this, a group of a half a dozen or students quit his class, saying they were not emptying their mind of all their thoughts because this could open them up to demon possessions. Come on. Both the instructor and the student misunderstand what meditation really is. Meditation is simply refined thinking. It is focusing on concentrating on a certain idea. You know, I was watching a movie, and it came to my mind. Can't think of the movie right now. But Jamie Foxx, he was driving his cab, and he knew he wanted to live a different life. And when the woman got in, they began to talk. And she was telling him, I don't know why God taking me this way, but anyway, she was telling him what she does when she does her cases. She reads her cases, and it gets so involved in it that she ends up throwing up because all this stuff is going on in her mind, and it makes her sick. So Jamie Foxx was trying to, he pulled down, amen, praise God, you know, when the sun visor, he pulls it down, and he pulls out this picture, which was a picture of a lake. Beautiful. He said, you need to go to a happy place. A lot of times, a lot of times, amen, when we get those thoughts in our minds and we feel that we're less than and feel like all those things are going on in our mind and God, you're not doing this and God, can you do this? And all those things are going on throughout the day and you feel debobulated. You feel like you can't control anything, praise God. You have to take yourself to a happy place. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, praise God, but what is your happy place? Where is your happy place, praise God? We're talking about your fix at six, right, praise God? Where is your happy place? What are you thinking about throughout the day? As a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking about, praise God? Is that place, praise God, that you're looking at, is it a dead place, praise God, that don't have no pastures, praise God? You got to get to the point where you start training and mastering your mind. Master your mindset. Sometimes, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you go through too slow, yes, God, you go through so much throughout the day. You go through so much in life that you have to find yourself, praise God, a happy place. You got to start reading God's word, praying God's word, singing God's word, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And then when you finish all that, go to a happy place, amen, praise God. Learn how to meditate, praise God. Learn how to get yourself back, praise God. You got to get yourself back, praise God, because I'm telling you, I've been there before. I was in a dark room, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. When everything went, when everything was opposite of what I wanted, praise God, I shut the blinds down, praise God, went into a dark room, praise God. I had to get myself up, wake myself up, praise God. But what it took, amen, for God to touch me, but I had to take myself to a happy place. Have you ever been there, praise? Yes, Holy Spirit, to a dark place, amen, in your life. But then all of a sudden, praise God, you shake yourself, you loose yourself and said, tell God. God said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good and not of evil. Plan to bring you to an expected end. When you feel that way, praise God, you got to quote the word of God. You got to give God his word back. You got to walk the floor. Walk with the Bible. Talk with the word. Praise God. Get yourself back to what a man's thinking. heart, so is he. If you feel like you'll never amount to nothing, then that's what you're thinking. But if you feel like, praise God, I'm going to be better than this next year, praise God. I'm going to be in a better place next year. You got to push yourself out of that miserable place and put yourself in a happy place. God, I know you're going to bless me. I got to keep on speaking to God. I'm going to do it, God. I'm going to do it till you bless me, God. You got to get like Jacob, glory to God. You got to wrestle with the angel all night until God blesses you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, give God the praises today. Yes, Holy Spirit, God is good, y'all. Come on. Come on, let's give God some glory today, because what a man thinking in his heart, so is he. We want to think right. We want to talk right. We want to walk right. Come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to bless you. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank God today for what he is getting ready to do in the lives of his people. Praise God. We thank God. God, for changing our life. But notice, praise God, God is turning some things around just for you. But what you thinking? What are you at, praise God? When you're quiet, what are you thinking about, praise God? You got to get yourself out of that dead place and rise yourself up, praise God, to the place that God wants you. You got to get lifted. I'm praying today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God lifts your mind to a place, amen, that's unexplainable, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to go through a song, praise God, and I will be right back.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroy. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me.
Around for me,
turning around,
turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt. I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around me.
This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
Around for me,
it's turning around.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Amen. For those announcements. Amen. I pray that y'all are with me today. Amen. As a man thinketh. Come on, y'all. In his heart, so is he. Come on. We know, glory to God, that God is doing amazing things. So he wants to get that mind right. Amen. Praise God. He wants to get our thought pattern right. Praise God. Knowing that he is God and he can do all things. Amen. And I just love this message because as I was doing it, just writing and thinking on the Lord, you know, because it's a lot of times in our lives, praise God, that we do think some thoughts that's not, you know, not of God and contrary. And, you know, sometimes, praise God, have you ever been sitting somewhere and there's something just dropping your mind? You're like, wait a minute, where that thought come from? Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you sit there and you meditate on that word that just dropped in your spirit, because we know that the arrows of the enemy, praise God, he'll shoot one across, praise God, real quick, and then you partake of it, amen, it caused you to sin against God, because now you somewhere else, amen, praise God, to the left instead of to the right, praise God. So we have to master this thing, master that mind. You know, the word of God says, you know, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We got to retrain our mind because our mind was always thinking. You know, we was in the world. We did some stuff. Come on, somebody. I didn't grow up in church. I went to church, but I was not really in the church. Praise God. Until God really drew me in, and he said, I'm gonna fix you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I don't want that no more. Praise God. So I want God to master this mind, praise God. I want to think on the things above and not the things on the earth, because even the things on the earth can get me in trouble, because now I done made those my gods. Amen, praise God. So I just ask God, praise God, whatever you want me to have, Lord. You know, we do pray, and I don't want nothing to come in between of what we have, because my covenant with God is so important to me, praise God, because, and I don't know about you, but if you've been went through some stuff, praise praise God, and God delivered you from some things, praise God. You don't want to go back to those things, so you want to change that mindset. You know, that mindset is a dangerous thing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we can do right or we can do wrong, praise God, but we want to do the right thing by the Lord, praise God. He drew us in for a purpose and a plan. You got a purpose and a plan on this earth, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and the purpose that God has for you, amen, praise God. You might be surprised if you just let yourself go into the holies of holies and let yourself go into God, praise God, and give God your mind day by day, praise God, because when them thoughts come, praise God, you got to ask God to lift that mind up. Come on, lift that mind, God. Come on, Jesus, come on, lift my mind. Amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, even when the fight, want to get in the fight, you know, I don't know why I'm going this way, praise God. You think of them things like, if I wasn't saved, I'll get them, praise God. But that's a bad thought. That's not a thought of God. God is a loving God. He's a peaceful God. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. He didn't say, praise God, be a brawler in the world. We was brawling in the world, praise God. Let's turn that thing around. See, everything that we did in the world, we got to turn it around for the kingdom of God. Amen. You was a fighter in the world, and then fight. Come on. You get your dukes up, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In the prayer life, praise God. You know what you used to do in the, come on, Holy Ghost. You know what you used to do back in the world, praise God. You got to flip that script, praise God, and change it around and say, Lord, I'm going to do it for the glory of you now. So we thank God for meditation. Amen. Meditation is simply refining thinking. It is focusing or concentrating on a certain idea. What is your idea? There's things in us that's locked up in us, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear the Holy Ghost. There is things in us locked up, praise God. We even ask God to bring those things out. God, whatever's locked up inside of me, because you said as a man thinketh, so is he. So if it's in me, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, let me think on those things above and not those things that we need, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus, praise God. So here, it would be nice if we could just send all our unrighteous thoughts to a recycling bin and empty it. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Then open up our minds to a righteous concept. But it's not this easy. Come on. The way to get rid of unrighteous thoughts is to bring every thought, come on, Holy Ghost, into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. That's Bible, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Cast down imagination and every high thing and bring it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then when he said that, praise God, I hear you, Holy Spirit. When you have done everything, brought it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ, the Bible says after that next verse, which people don't say, then ready to avenge that thing. You break that thing down. You chop that thing down. Burn it down with the word of God. Be ready to avenge that thing. Take thought. Come on, somebody. Just take meditation or thinking in a focused manner on God's word and applying it to our life all day long. If we do this, we will have little time or desire for unrighteous thoughts. Come on. The Bible says in Philippians 4 and 8 contains the Apostle Paul's suggestion about the contents of our meditation. Finally, brethren, he says, this is my closing, whatever thing are true, I said, quote this thing, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure and lovely, think on these things. They are of a good report. If there's any virtue and if any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. He is saying that we have a choice in what we think about, either the good or the evil. choose to think righteous thoughts because we are what we think. When I thought about we are what we think, oh, my God. I wish I could get somebody on this phone. What are we thinking today? Nurture your mind with good thoughts, for you will never go any higher than you think. Did you get that part? Nurture your mind with great thoughts. So that means is if I'm sick, then I'm going to start thinking I'm healed. If I'm broke, I'm going to start thinking what the Bible says. Come on, Holy Ghost. God says that I give power and power to get wealth. So therefore, if it's all God, then my mind should shift on what the Word of God tells me. So here, if I'm saying, Lord, I'm tired of this, when God shifts my mind, then it's time for me to do something about what I'm tired of. Because therefore now my mind has shifted and said, Lord, what can I do to make something else happen? Not to go knock somebody upside the head and take what they got. No, God, how can I make something happen for myself? How can I make something happen for my family? Come on, Holy Ghost. How can I start thinking better, God? Even in my prayer time, Lord, my thoughts pattern is jacked up. Come on, somebody. Because we know when we get quiet in prayer, that's when the enemy comes. He comes in all kinds of thoughts, and he wants you to get up and follow it through. But we bind that enemy today in the name of Jesus. We crush his head today in the name of Jesus. We call the fire of God down today to burn up every thought that's not like God in the name of Jesus. Everything is in the name of Jesus. So we thank God today. I pray that you got something out of this today. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't change ourselves, but the Holy Spirit can do all things. And all we need is the Lord Jesus Christ to change the way we walk, talk, speak, act. That's all we need. I thank God for you today. Amen. For joining me on Your Fix at 6. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the assignment. Amen. And I thank God for my husband. Amen. Pastor Matthew McNeil thinking of me to do his show today. Amen. Praise God. Bless the man of God. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes today. And I pray that you got something out the word today, because I surely did. Amen. Praise God. Let me see if I can get Pastor Waters on the phone today. Amen. See if she can say something to me today. Amen. About what the word meant to her today. Amen. I'm coming, Pastor Waters. Pastor Waters, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, can you talk right now? Praise God. I just put you on.
Yeah. I thank God for the word tonight. I'm fine. Blessed.
Amen.
I praise God for the word that's coming forth tonight, because it's much needed, because how you think is how the outcome is going to be in your life. And if you don't have the right thoughts, things will not work out right. So you have to keep a positive mind. And you have to just depend and trust in God.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for you. Amen. For listening. I thank you for coming on today. Amen. Praise God. Truly, truly, truly. We got something out of that word today. So, yes, we have to stay positive. Amen. Praise God. I am going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to put a song on. Praise God. But God is doing his thing. So I want y'all to be blessed on this evening. And happy, happy holiday. Praise God to you, you, and you. And be safe out there. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing on today, Father God, for thy people, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that the anointing that breaks yoke, Father God, will come upon us right now, Father God, to break out anything, Lord God, that is not pleasing to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as you said in your word, God, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, that we should think on those things, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that we're going to think on those things, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for pure thoughts, Lord God, to come through, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Because, Lord, we know that you're taking us somewhere, Father God, in life, Father God, and we want to be in the right place, God, at the right time, God, doing the right thing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for the scripture, God, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for the atmosphere. I thank you, Father, yes, Holy Spirit, for pouring on us, God. I thank you for the wind of change, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless them on their jobs. Bless them in their homes, God, wherever they're sitting at, God. If they're barbecuing, God, bless them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Thank you for coming on today. Your fix at 6. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be back. Keep praying for him. Amen. As he say, if you ain't going to pray right, praise God, don't pray for me. But if you got a pure heart, pray for the man of God. Pray for the ministry. We thank you. We praise you and we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, all y'all. God bless you. Okay.
They said you can have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it because it all opened doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won. They talked on you, they were saving lives on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. Have a dream, oh, God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still. be your